Coming up on Saturday, it is a very special day at Crocker Park. It is the first food truck challenge. To talk about that, we have Lisa Schwann from Crocker Park joining us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Now, you've had food trucks come to Crocker Park on occasion. There's places for them to set up. But now this is you're bringing like a convoy of them, 30-plus food trucks. Talk about the event that's going on Saturday.
Yeah, so for the last 2 years, we've actually been inviting food trucks to come out to Crocker Park on Tuesdays. We call it Truck Stop Tuesday. So they come out and park over the lunch hour, and it allows, you know, people who are working at Crocker Park or visiting for the day to try the various different options that are all over the city. They change out every week. So we've had a lot of success with that. And so this year we actually have taken it to the next level, and pretty much we think almost close to every food truck that's in the Cleveland area is going to be out. Like you said, about 30 will be parked along Main Street at Crocker Park from 11 to 4. So the public can come and taste, you know, various options from a number of the trucks, but we're also going to be judging them in a number of different categories.
This is going to be a busy day at the Crocker Park because you usually have like the farmer's market going on the weekend, and this, of course, on Saturday from 11 to 4, the food truck challenge, all the food trucks arrive. I did not realize there were this many food trucks. I guess it is an exploding industry, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We noticed a couple of years ago that it's just really become its own movement, and they have a lot of followers that are really loyal. They'll watch to see where they're parked for certain events, and they'll come to visit them. So we just, you know, incorporated them into special events that we have at the property, but they've become such a movement in and of themselves that we definitely think that they deserve an event of their own.
Lisa, you mentioned that people will have a chance to get a ballot and vote for different categories. What might some of those be?
Yeah, so the way that we're doing it is we actually have a panel of judges that are going to be voting the trucks based on a number of categories that include best pizza, barbecue, Latin-inspired, new American, global, and sweet. But then the public can also vote as well. So we'll have a special ballot out that people can pick up, and they'll be voting on things like best food presentation, friendliest staff, best food selection, most creative truck, best social media, and best overall.
Now, you mentioned some 30 trucks are going to be there. Can you give us a little, you know, taste of some of them that are there and the ones that have been there in the past and think, kind of uniqueness of people who've maybe not experienced the food truck situation?
Sure, yeah. A couple of them would be Boca Loca Burrito, Barrio, which owns several restaurants in the Cleveland area, Sauce, Wood-Fired Pizza, and Proper Pig Smokehouse, and Sweet Cupcake Mobile. So it really covers a number of genres from, you know, barbecue, pizza, dessert. There's a little bit of everything that's going to be available.
So they kind of figure out what their niche is or what they do well and how they can prepare something. It's quick food done in a truck. Are all these trucks, do they all kind of look the same or are they all unique?
They're all really unique, which is the fun part about it. You know, I think they've all kind of interpreted the whole food truck concept a little bit differently, and they learn things from one another. They're really kind of their own community. So I think it'll be really interesting and fun for people to see all of them out at Crocker Park in the same place.
Yeah, whether they sample the food or they just kind of look at all of the artwork and the design, because that food truck is their sort of mobile billboard, I would think.
It really is. And that's actually, so one of the prizes that the winners will get is large format sticker that they'll be able to put on their truck designating that they were one of the winners from this year's event.
Now, do you have a favorite? Not that I'm trying to sway in anything, but when they come to Food Truck Tuesday, is there one that you're excited to see there?
Oh, it's so hard to pick a favorite. I think, you know, it kind of all depends what you're in the mood for, which is the nice part about how many different food categories there are. I feel like I've tried almost everything, and, you know, I don't even know if I've eaten the same one twice. There's such a great variety. So, yeah, that's a hard call.
There's a lot of them, and it's fun with the different names that they come up with and also what they serve. And I suppose the people there are part of the show, too, the people who are preparing it, that are waiting on it. It's kind of a sort of a carnival atmosphere, I would think.
Oh, yeah, definitely. In a lot of cases, it's the owner of, you know, the food truck that's there every day, you know, serving customers. And it's, like I said, it's a community. They're friends with each other, and they really make the experience something unique.
Well, it's going to be interesting Saturday morning when they all line up. Everybody has to pull up, and I guess you're kind of then cordoning off that on Main Street area is going to be walking only as all the trucks take over the roadways there?
I think we still have some roadways open, okay. And we've kind of designed it so there are different stalls that the food trucks will be taking. So hopefully it'll still be easy for people who are coming to Crocker to, you know, shop and get errands done, but easy enough, too, if you want to walk around and experience the event.
Well, there's a lot of things going on there. I happened to be there last week when you were doing the beer and bluegrass going on, so there was a mm-hmm. lot of excitement happening there. But this coming Saturday from 11 to 4, it is the Crocker Park Food Truck Challenge. Our guest today, Lisa Schwann. Lisa, thanks for sharing details with us. Appreciate it. And
thank
have
you.
A good weekend. Thank you.